This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 100.
100. 100 days and 113 days since Joe promised he wouldn't abandon our fellow Americans. Day 100. And Joe's just turned the page, never mentions it anymore. Never once. We've learned since then that there are hundreds of Americans abandoned. We've learned since that we've even abandoned military members' families on top of thousands of green card holders and Afghan allies that are being chased down and murdered in broad daylight. And women have lost their rights completely in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. Could you imagine if this happened under Donald Trump, what would happen? Anyway, glad you're with us. 800-941-SEAN as we kick off our Thanksgiving week. It's going to be a short week for me this week. And trying to get some rest, relaxation, family, friends, you know, just fun so much going on. I am so livid at what happened in Wisconsin. And this car, this guy running his car into a parade. Turns out just 2 days before, this was in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It was a Christmas parade. He mowed down 40 people. He was released from jail after being arrested for domestic abuse and bail jumping. 39 years old. Apparently lengthy, long, rap sheet criminal history, including two open felony cases. Now, think of this through the prism that your president wants to adopt this insanity of these no bail laws like they have in New York. No bail. Whatever the charge, you're released. I mean, all throughout the rioting of 2020, you get arrested, you get taken down, boom, you get let out again. Bank robbers literally would go rob a bank, get arrested, get processed, get released because there's no bail, and go rob another bank. And one guy did, I think, was it 5, 6, or 7 banks? This is madness. And this is what defund the police, dismantle the police is all about. How about we have simple, basic law and order? Now, if you're a conservative or a Republican and you jaywalk or spit on the sidewalk, they'll probably put you away for 10 years. We have a dual justice system, as everybody now knows. You know, you look at this guy and you look at his long rap sheet. I mean, dating back to 1999, including numerous violent felonies. He's a career criminal. You know, he longtime felon. And he was out on bail, out on $1,000 of bail for charges at the time of this attack. In other words, at what point do we start blaming the people responsible? For example, if you don't enforce immigration laws and people come into the country and they murder innocent Americans, don't the people that support the policies of not enforcing our laws, aiding and abetting the law breaking, don't they at some point bear some of the responsibility because they're enabling all this to happen? In July 2020, police charged this guy with 3 other felonies. By the way, 5 people dead. 40 people injured, including kids here in this Christmas parade. Anyway, they charged him with, in July of 2020, 3 other felonies, including reckless endangerment and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Also listed as a tier 2 registered sex offender. If you look at a background check from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, this is on FoxNews.com. Came back with over 50 pages of charges stretching back for decades. 1999, he received his first felony conviction for taking part in an aggravated battery for which he received 3 years probation. Convicted of obstructing an officer in 2005, 2003, 2002, he had another felony marijuana charge. In 2010, he pled no contest to felony strangulation charges after allegedly attacking a woman during an argument about phone calls. 2012, he pled guilty to a misdemeanor bail jumping on charges. A year later, he pled guilty to felony marijuana charges, resisting arrest, and he appears to have used a pseudonym also. I guess he does some rap music videos or something associated with different aliases, you know, throughout the course of the time that he's, you know, out there committing this crime. You know, it's and I watch the media coverage, and you could tell the media desperately wanted to buy into an alibi floated by the AP this morning that they suspected Christmas parade killer, you know, was running from a knife fight. He just accidentally turned onto the street where the parade was going on, and he accidentally just kept racing through the crowd at a high speed, block after block after block. Joe Biden mourns the tragedy in Waukesha. Well, he said, you know, like an earthquake or a hurricane, nobody's really at fault. It's just an act of God. Didn't sound particularly angry or concerned. No, this is a failure of our criminal justice system. He mourned the lives of lost in this incident, calling the violence a tragedy. It's not a tragedy. It's a failure of our criminal justice system. Last night, the people of Waukesha gathered to celebrate the start of the season of hope, togetherness, and Thanksgiving, Biden said. This morning, Jill and I, the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us pray that that same spirit is going to embrace and lift up all victims of this tragedy, bringing comfort to those recovering from injuries and wrapping the families of those that die in support their community. Where's the anger over the policies that allowed this habitual criminal, career criminal, to be out on $1,000 bail, despite the fact that he'd run over the mother, apparently, of his own child just 3 weeks earlier? Where's the anger and the outrage? This is just like Joe in inflation, just like the disaster in Afghanistan, just like the disaster of high energy prices, just like the disaster at the border. All of this is preventable. Joe Biden supports the idiocy of no bail laws. Anyway, so we find out he used the same exact car to run over the mother of his own child 3 weeks ago. You can't make this up. Daily Mail broke this story. Amateur rapper plowed through crowds at the Waukesha Christmas parade on Sunday night, killing five people, injuring dozens more, was on bail after running over the mother of his child and punching her with a closed fist just 3 weeks ago. Why is this guy walking on the streets, driving a car in the first place? Arrested November 2nd. Okay, this happens, what, November 21st. Should have been in jail. Anyway, ran down the mother of one of his children at a hotel, then following her in the street with his SUV and running her over in the parking lot of a gas station after she refused to get in his car. Daily Mail obtained copies of the arrest warrant, and it revealed that he followed her to a gas station, punched her with a closed fist, and then ran her over. Arrested and charged with five counts, including bail jumping, for having failed to meet the terms of one of his many other sets of bail probation requirements. $1,000 bond. That's all he needed to post. By November 19th, on the streets again. November 21st, yesterday, behind the wheel of his Ford again. You know, between July 2020 and February 2021, he was in custody awaiting a trial date on a $7,500 bond for shooting at another vehicle on the road after a fight. This you cannot make this up, how preventable all of these incidents are. And this is your defund the police, dismantle the police party. It looks like the San Francisco area Nordstrom's, targeted on Saturday by a gang of 80 looters, was just the beginning. Now, I told you, in San Francisco, what was it, Walgreens, I think? Walmart? It was Walgreens. They're closing all their stores because you're allowed to take, as long as you don't take more than $1,000 worth of goods, you're allowed to basically walk in with a bag and take all the crap you want, and they're not going to punish you or arrest you. Now, police in San Francisco told CBS that they responded to multiple calls of what they call smash and grab looting incidents in the Southland Mall in Hayward, located south of Oakland and north of San Jose. They told the station robbers use hammers, smash cases before running off with jewelry at a jewelry store. 30 to 40 people, from what I saw, an unnamed witness told a CBS affiliate, corroborated by another witness. Then after the main group of kids rushed out, 15 to 20 scattering, some even came back in for more stuff. At a nearby Macy's, the mall was ransacked. Witnesses told the station, "We saw all the other stores closing. They were panicking. So we were panicking, quickly closed our store, barricaded ourselves in it," according to one female witness. "It was beyond scary," added another. "People with no morals, no sense for other people's safety. I feel helpless. It is disturbing." Video footage uploaded of the incident of Sam's Jewelers showed a throngs of people wearing hoodies, grabbing items from a store. And the police lieutenant said that the looters targeted the jewelry store 5:30 p.m. They're doing this in broad daylight. 80 looters swarming a California Nordstrom's in a coordinated attack. You know what's going to happen? There's not going to be any stores. That's what's going to happen next. Because this keeps happening and they keep getting away with it. 80 guys, ski masks, crowbars, weapons, smash and grab. And then, of course, no bail, which Joe Biden wants, like the same laws in New York. Hasn't worked out well for New York, I can tell you that. You have a pregnant woman murdered, returning from her baby shower. Gunman, a $50,000 reward in that case. That's in Philadelphia's Longcrest section. Want me to keep going? New York City man stabbed to death on a subway train, unprovoked attack. Philadelphia Uber driver turns the tables on armed robbers, shooting two of them. Guy had to defend himself. You know, a lot of this is on video. Just, you know what the saddest part is? All of this is preventable. Every bit of it is preventable. We have more reaction to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. Very predictable. Kyle Rittenhouse needs the best libel attorney out there, and I would sue everybody. Everybody that called him a white supremacist and worse, I'd sue them all. But that's going to be up to him. We'll get to that later with our legal analysis coming up in the program. Jim Jordan also joins us today. All right, as we roll along on this Monday, glad you're with us. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. If you don't have law and order, if you don't have safety and security, you don't have any shot to pursue happiness. That's how fundamental it is. Anyway, we'll get it back into this a little bit. Biden, according to The Guardian, is telling allies he wants to run again. He's been letting allies know he'll be running for president again in 2024. Honestly, I don't even see him surviving. He looks so weak and frail. He's such a cognitive mess. How is that even possible? You know, and I know that he got his colonoscopy and 25th Amendment and Kamala Harris while he was knocked out cold. 59% of voters now want him to take a cognitive test, McLaughlin and Associates. What we were saying before the election, now people are finally willing to say. Now, this Wall Street Journal editorial out pointing out that as Biden turns 83, he's going to run. He's a mess at 77, for crying out loud. Anyway, now the panic is over Kamala Harris. Is, you know, you got the infighting with the Progressive Caucus, and we'll see what happens to Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism voted in the House last week as it makes its way to the Senate. They've got a December 3rd date fast approaching, and if Republicans don't cave and help and assist in the raising the debt ceiling again, that'd be nice, Mitch McConnell. But anyway, now Kamala's already gotten rid of her communications advisor or top person. Same with the White House. They're blaming it's like blaming the coach when a team fails and they didn't pick good enough players. But there's a panic over Kamala Harris's the lowest approval rating of any vice president in history. This is racism. No, it's not. She's a horrible vice president. Every hiring PR people hasn't worked out very well either. Of course, we had that phony video with child actors. That didn't work out too well. She's done nothing as the borders are. Things are getting worse, not better. She goes to France and the phony French accent comes out and she doesn't even resolve the issue that she should have resolved between the U.S., France, and Australia. Didn't do that either. Pete Buttigieg's stock is rising, apparently, and some are claiming that's racism. He's a white male. We find out that Hunter Biden's firm helped secure cobalt for the Chinese. You know, I'm telling you, if this was Donald Trump, you would look at the money that zero experience Hunter got from Ukraine and Joe withholding. You're not getting the billion unless you fire the prosecutor. The $3.5 million from the Russian oligarch, former first lady of Moscow, the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China, and of course the $100,000 shopping spree with a Chinese national. And then you'd understand why we're allowing troops to gather, Russian troops along the Ukraine border, and why we allow the hostility almost daily now with China towards Taiwan. It's corruption. They have them.
Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 now until the top of the hour. So now the vice president's communications chief is gone. Now the White House communications chief of staff announces she's leaving. This comes one day after Kamala Harris's communication director resigns. What they're doing is they're blaming the head of communications. When you look, there's nothing anybody can do when you've got somebody that is incapable of speaking extemporaneously. As much as they hide Biden and prevent Biden from answering questions and allowing access to Biden, there's still things he has to do. And when he does them, they always turn out badly. So you can blame anybody you want, but at the bottom line is here, look at what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with somebody that is particularly cognitively aware. Biden, you know, he has this long list. I'll play it later in the program. He's saying his house burned with my wife in it. Okay, that's another embellished story, you know, saying that his house burned down with his wife, Jill Biden, inside, trying to correct himself. Long list of personal stories he's embellished over the years. It just never stops. It's sort of like the lies, you know, well, we don't need to check for COVID for illegal immigrants. They're not going to be here very long. You know, $3.5 trillion is going to cost you zero. Zero. It's always going to cost you zero. And they repeat that lie. Kamala repeats the lie. Jen Psaki, the propagandist, repeats the lie. Everything. Well, it's fully paid for until the gold standard that Biden once described, the CBO says, no, that would be $367 billion. It would add to the deficit over 10 years. And it likely will cost taxpayers Build Back Better, New Green Deal socialism, $4.9 trillion. It's not fully paid for. It's another lie. It's not going to stop inflation. That's another lie. It reduces the deficit is another lie. It grows the economy, another lie. You know, none of it's fully paid for, and it's certainly not deficit reduction. But that's what they're trying to sell. It's all built on a mountain of lies. You know, Buttigieg, the infrastructure bill is about it, the big picture, long-term, major projects. We're building cathedrals here. By the way, one of the funniest things in this is they actually help millionaires and wealthy people out by bringing back the state and local tax income tax deduction, which benefits blue states that keep hiring radical, big spending governors and legislatures, which is a benefit for rich people in blue states. But the people that are in red states that elect fiscally responsible politicians, they get punished because they don't get the same benefit. Whoopsie daisy. Well, I guess we're just going to help those rich people out, those fat cats, those evil rich people. Anyway, there's a big fight brewing between the squad, the progressive caucus of the squad, and Manchin and Sinema, because if they change the bill in the Senate, that means it has to go back to the House. And we'll see what happens in committee, whether or not they get this thing through. Now, if the Republicans mean what they say this time and they're not going to help raise the debt ceiling, that would be helpful. You know, if you make a promise, Jim Jordan is going to join us at the top of the hour. He wrote a new book. It's actually really well done. Do what you say. Do what you said you would do. Fighting for freedom in the swamp. Why don't we have more politicians that keep their promises? One thing Donald Trump did is he kept his promises. He ended burdensome regulation like no president before in history. He lowered taxes like he promised. He picked from selected as judges from the names that he said he would use. He got free and fair trade deals. NATO started paying their fair share. Even Mexico and Canada he got better trade deals with, and even China, which nobody thought would happen. You know, he got us to energy independence. He secured the borders, built 500 miles of wall, brought in the stay in Mexico policy, all of which worked. By the way, now today marks the deadline for federal employees to show proof of full vaccination status. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to start firing everybody? Because that's not going to help the economy either. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN. Two-thirds of voters now blame Biden. Why it's not like 98%, I don't know, for out-of-control inflation. A new CBS News YouGov poll released yesterday found that only a third of those surveyed approve of Biden's handling of inflation. 64% rated the national economy as being fairly bad or very bad. It's bad. It's especially bad if you're poor or middle-income Americans. They can't afford the high gas prices. There's a story yesterday about more people buying wood. Why are they buying wood in record numbers? Because that's how they're going to mitigate the high price of heating their homes this winter. I mean, we're going to have poor families, literally, if they have a fireplace, you know, sleeping around the fireplace every night because they're not going to be able to afford to fill up their gas tank, put food on the table, pay their car payment and insurance, and also pay $1,000 more to heat their homes. This Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism is an unmitigated disaster. You know, there's no logic in why and what they're doing here. How do you explain tax cuts for the rich, which they say that they care so much, you know, about the poor? Christmas trees, by the way, are apparently now 30% more if you're buying a live tree or an artificial tree. You don't get a break. Wisconsin shoppers on FoxNews.com, they're battling higher prices and supply shortages on Thanksgiving staples, especially turkeys. You know, I just can't imagine how everything is so much more expensive than it used to be. One woman telling FoxNews.com as she exited her grocery store, I went shopping yesterday. And it's obvious in every single item that you buy. The supply chain crisis, read an article this weekend, may drive import costs of computers and apparel and furniture up double digits. The U.S. emergency oil stash is in the spotlight as gas prices surge. That's not the answer. That's an emergency reserve. You want to compare the price of a turkey? It's up. If you want a fresh turkey, it's going to be up 9%. I'm getting two that I'm frying this year. Got a massive group of people that I'm cooking turkey for. Anyway, and I fry them in my Masterbuilt Butterball turkey fryer. Anyway, if you want frozen turkeys, I don't know why frozen turkeys are more went up more this year from last year, 9.4%. You like to have some mashed potatoes? Yeah, that's up 20.3%. You like to put onions? I love onions. Yeah, that's up 32.4%. If you want to buy some, you know, Red Delicious apples, that's up 9.8%. Good news, cranberries are only up 2.1%. Good year for cranberries. You like a salad, iceberg lettuce, up 11.9%. It's going to be the largest, the most expensive Thanksgiving, if you get, you know, the turkey and all the trimmings, than we've ever had. What are you saying, Linda? What are you telling me in my ear here?
Well, you know, it's funny, NBC, in all of their wisdom, has decided to offer Americans a different solution. Did you hear about this?
No.
This morning in their morning program.
Joe? Was it on Morning Joe or the Today
Show? Oh, no. Meek and Joe don't celebrate Thanksgiving. They can barely get through the show together. They hate each other so much. I have no doubt they'll be celebrating Thanksgiving separately. But putting that aside, I literally am looking at this report, and the woman says, drop the turkey, don't have it, do something else, it'll be cheaper. And the
what
good
do you mean,
thing
drop
is
drop the turkey.
Drop the turkey. It's overrated, she says. The best part
it's
is
overrated this, if you cook it the traditional way in an oven and it's dry and disgusting.
I know nobody cooks it better than you. I'm fully
nobody
aware.
Cooks a better turkey than me. That's right. My
you're the best.
Butterball turkey fryer. Yeah.
But she says the good thing about dropping the turkey is that then your friends will drop off too and your family won't come because you don't have turkey and that will lower costs. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a morning program? This woman is talking about Thanksgiving, a time to gather and give thanks. You don't want the friends to come. You don't want the family to come. You don't want the turkey. I'm like, were you absent that day they taught Thanksgiving? It's just bizarre.
I do think, I really believe that we don't give thanks enough. And I'm going to tell you why I think it is. Because when you really think about, you know, our lives, everybody that I know, everybody is gulping water. You know, the funny thing is my son is now living in the real world and he's gulping water and it's fun. And it's like, and he's literally saying things to me like, I don't know how you do this all the time. He's, you know, and on the weekends, you know, if he wants to go out, he's usually like, I'm too tired and working over the weekends, et cetera. But we don't really give thanks enough. I think the fact that we have this life, God-given life, we're not thankful. Simple things maybe we learned during a pandemic about our health, family that we take for granted that are there in the tough times, right? We take for granted, you know, the majesty of God's creation. We don't look at it because we don't have time to look at it. And because everyone's working so hard. One thing I've noticed in New York, and I'm not there very often anymore, but every time I'm in New York, it strikes me, I look at everybody, nobody's happy. You know, sometimes you'll see some tourists, they're having a good time because they're on vacation. Why you'd vacation in New York at this time of year is beyond me. There's so many other nicer places and with better weather, although the weather's been holding up pretty decently. And, you know, or the health of your parents or your health. You know, I know people recently that have gotten cancer diagnosis. I know people that have lost loved ones to COVID. I know all of the, you see all of this, we take for granted. And to give the advice that you're saying they're giving at NBC is insane to me. It's insane. I mean, I just don't get it.
I think it should be noted though, you know, the same outlet, this is NBC, right? Fake news. Same outlet that says we should drop the turkey in 2019 said turkey social media photos promote a harmful obsession with meat. So I don't know that we should put a lot of stock into what NBC says about turkey. I'm just want to put it out there, you know?
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I just think that if you just stop for a minute and you just open your eyes and you look at a beautiful sunset, or maybe on a clear night, you look up in the stars and the sky. I know this sounds corny. I don't really care. I mean, those are the moments you just realize that we're just not capable of absorbing the magnitude of creation. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, I've always thought that you had another future. I didn't know it was in Hallmark greeting cards, but I'm thinking that is 100% where you're going when you retire. You know, well, I thought you were going to have a Howard Stern type show, but I'm wrong.
I'm grateful to you and our entire team, Uncle James, sweet baby James. I'm grateful to the people in my life that love me, are kind to me. Grateful that my kids are healthy. Grateful that your kids are healthy. There's a lot to be grateful for.
There is a lot. I agree with you.
I don't think we stop enough and say thank you.
Yep.
But the little things.
I thought about it last week. We were at the Patriot Awards, and you see these people who lost their children, you know, in Afghanistan, these 13 Marines that gave their lives. Or, you know, I saw Joey Jones standing outside, you know, gave his legs, and he's, you know, he's out there fighting the good fight and talking about our freedoms. And then I look at these people, you know, who went to a Christmas parade and their kids are in ICU today because somebody decided that they wanted to mow them down in a moment in a fit of rage. And all of these things, you know, you take a minute and you think how lucky you are, how much you have to count, how blessed we really are, however literal, however great. You know, I mean, it's just you need a second. And I feel like this is the time, especially Thanksgiving, because Christmas is all about the gifts. There's a lot of pressure. But Thanksgiving is not about that. Thanksgiving is really sitting down with your family and and just and your friends, whether it's Friendsgiving, family giving, whatever it is, you know, it's just a time to really just sit there and say, I am very grateful for what I have.
You know, I know the country's in a mess right now, but I really feel confident we're going to get this thing. We're going to right this ship. I really do.
Well, I think we have to. There's not a choice. No, we really don't have a choice.
Looks like Parnell dropped out of the Senate race in PA. Did you see that?
Yeah, he's a friend of mine, full disclosure, and that's just
No. I know that. And I guess he had a custody case and a lot of stuff was not pleasant apparently that came out. You know who looks like is getting in that I've known for a long time is Dr. Oz.
Really?
And I know a lot about his politics. I'm not going to say much now.
Okay.
Watch Dr. Oz.
Well, everybody's watching him already on TV, so.
Well, I'm not saying, remember, he was there saying, you fight COVID with the army you have, not the army you wish you had. And he was saying,
very true.
You know, and he would stay up. I talked to him at 2 or 3 in the morning in the midst of this Adam Schiff show, the worst moments. He was up all night. I was up all night. And he'd wait for Europe to open so he could get anecdotal evidence. What are you using that's working? And he said, okay, we're seeing some positive results, zero risk if you use HCQ, hydroxychloroquine. Okay, that's all we got now. And remember, the guy out in Cedars-Sinai, Dr. Daniel Wallace is his name, the foremost expert on HCQ, the risk is nil. And this guy, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, malaria, 250 peer-reviewed articles, the largest lupus rheumatoid arthritis practice in the country, said this risk is not zero. And still people politicized it. I'm very interested. Remember, everyone said to me, Hannity, you're not a conservative. You're supporting Donald Trump. And I kept saying, no, he's going to govern conservatively. Pay attention. Put A and B together on that. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program.